This is Stray FM and it's the Harrogate Family Law Show. So, Ellie, we were just talking about prenups. Should you have one? Who should have them? I would imagine there's pitfalls that you need to avoid.
There are, yes. As I said earlier, they're not legally binding at the moment. It's only Parliament that can change that. So a court can ignore a prenup if it doesn't meet certain safeguards. So it's very important to make sure that the prenup's been properly prepared and you've actually got a specialist solicitor who's advising you and preparing the document for you. So to give the best possible chance for a court to uphold a prenup and hold someone to its terms in the future, there's a number of points to take into account. So, for example, you need to be discussing and agreeing the terms of the prenup well in advance of the marriage, so not the night before. The agreement has to be made freely, so both of you willing to enter into it. There shouldn't be any pressure from one of you on the other to enter into it. Both of you ideally need to be legally advised, so you know exactly what you're signing up to and what the implications are. You need to have full financial disclosure, so again, all cards face up on the table, you know what your partner's worth. And above all, the agreement has to be fair, and that's normally the point that the court will be most interested in ensuring. So it's a good idea to review the prenup periodically during the marriage as well, because what's fair at the outset of the marriage is not necessarily fair later on. Exactly. For example, if you have a child, the situation may change. One of you may be at home looking after a child. So the agreement can be flexible and able to adapt to the unexpected twists and turns in the future within the marriage.
What's the cost of a prenup? Is it expensive?
It depends, really, because everyone's prenup is unique. Your circumstances are very different. So the cost of a prenup really depends on different factors, such as how complex it's going to be, you know, what type of assets you're trying to protect, what's the nature of the assets you have, are there trusts or business interests? If there are, then there may need to be some further expert help looking at trust law advice or the valuation of a business. Whether there's any foreign assets or any advice you need to get from a foreign lawyer, how much work is actually needed to negotiate the terms of the agreement itself between your lawyer and your partner's lawyer, and possibly whether a barrister's needed to advise on the terms as well. So all those issues really affect how easy or hard it's likely to be to reach an agreement and what the terms of the prenup will be and therefore what the cost is. But certainly when we're dealing with prenups, we always give clients very clear information right at the outset as to how much the prenup's likely to cost.
So what's a postnup then? I've heard of this.
A postnup is basically designed to decide what should happen to assets and income on divorce, just like a prenup. Mm. But as the name suggests, a prenup is done before the wedding and a postnup is done during the course of the marriage itself. So it can actually be quite a good thing to consider, perhaps if you've separated previously and then decided to give the marriage another go, but want to cater for what will happen if you separate again.
Brilliant. Okay, well, coming up, we're going to have a look at how we can protect yourself if you're not married. It's on the way on Stray FM.